I think they take good care of horses and things like that. But occasionally you see the children riding horses, or even, you know, adults. And they look like nice horses.
Do you go to the races?
No, Dawn, I never go. I've never been out to the race. Never.
Where would you store grain? Do you ever hear of a special place for storing grain?
I think so, but I haven't the slightest idea what you call it.
And where would you keep cows? What building would you have for keeping the cows?
In the barn. Okay. Otherwise they graze on the land, you know, in the daytime. But if,
what do you call the land where they graze on? That'd be out in the...
Out in the field.
Okay. Any other name for the field?
Not that I know of.
What about the pasture?
Oh, in the pasture. Sure, sure. Pasture.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep horses?
In a stall.
Okay. Is that inside the barn?
Yeah.
And did you ever hear of a little fenced-in place where you could shut a cow up overnight or shut her up for milking? Like a milk gap or a cow pen or a cupping?
Maybe a cow pen, honey. That's all I heard of.
And that, what animals do you get pork from?
Pigs.
Huh?
Pigs.
Did they have those around here? Or were they weren't in the backyard?
We had one time. And, oh, those things grow to be so big and fat, you know. But just before, I don't know how long before it's time to butcher them and everything, you're supposed to raise them off the ground and let them, you know. I believe that's when they're supposed to knock some of the fat off of them or something, I think. But...
What do you keep them in?
A pig pen.
Huh?
What do you keep them in? A pig pen?
Uh-huh. Did y'all butchered the pig that you raised?
Yeah, we didn't butcher it. My husband's uncle came down from Mississippi and butchered it.
I bet you felt bad.
Oh, Lord. I hated that. It was years ago. My heavens. And he hit it in the head with a hatchet. It's terrible.
You stood and watched the whole thing?
No, indeed, Dawn. I didn't stay and watch it, but I heard him saying, he hit him. No, indeed. And there's so much work to that. Oh, not that I did it, but my mother-in-law and my this man's wife was here, and they did the work. And oh, cleaning the intestines and everything, you know what I mean? And then they used it for sausage and all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that's too much work.
Did you ever just eat the intestines, boil them or anything, and eat them?
No, the only thing I've eaten was that, what do they call that, it's the skins, they fry them off. It's almost like these, things they have bagged and everything, you know. They really are good. Crackling.
Uh-huh. What would you call a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
Wouldn't you call that a pasture?
Okay. And a place where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk? A commercial place.
Dairy?
Okay. Do you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial place like that?
No. The only thing, when you speak of dairy products and things like that.
Where did y'all keep milk or butter before there were refrigerators?